You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Do you think police officers want to be stuck enforcing this bathroom bill? Of course, they'll do what the law requires, but we've heard a lot of questions about the transgender bathroom bill and how you'd enforce something like that. In the minds of the sponsors, a creepy man dressed as a woman lurks in the ladies' room. You'd quietly call police and they'd arrest the offender. Good. A potential molester is off the streets. But here's what a lot of people are asking. What if you're wrong? What if that creepy man dressed as a woman happens to be a woman from birth? Do the police come and demand a birth certificate? Is there a strip search? Well, police officers have yet to receive any guidance because it's not the law yet. In any other suspected criminal offense, police have some discretion. Maybe a conversation clears things up. Maybe they haul you in and figure it all out at the station. But under the law as written, women from birth who don't conform better carry their birth certificates and be ready for a hassle every time they use a restroom. Now, if you call the cops on someone, you better get it right. Under this measure, if you file two false reports, if you get it wrong twice, you could face charges and get up to 6 months in jail, which happens to be the one place in Utah where you can rest assured that only women from birth get to use the women's room.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.